If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1857. Three mistakes many people make when going gluten-free, by Eric Lea of ericlea.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. That's when I answer your questions. Remember, you can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's jump right in and hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Three mistakes many people make when going gluten-free, by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. The gluten-free diet has become one of the hottest crazes in the United States, with a number of gluten-free bakeries surfacing, a myriad of gluten-free foods and recipes to choose from, research studies from the academic community indicate that the gluten-free diet is here to stay. Gluten, which is characterized as the proteins in wheat, rye, barley, and oats, has been the subject of new bodies of research. Avoiding foods that contain gluten has been suggested by many as a way to achieve a healthier lifestyle. Although only 1 in 140 people have celiac disease, an autoimmune disease caused by gluten intolerance that damages the small intestine, many people still try to avoid gluten in order to feel better. Gluten sensitivity also affects a small portion of the population, but can cause significant health concerns. If you have unexplained symptoms after eating gluten-rich foods, ranging from nausea, vomiting, heartburn, flatulence, anxiety, weight loss, and fatigue, you may want to consult your doctor for screening for celiac disease, or avoid foods that contain gluten to see if you have an intolerance. Even if you aren't gluten intolerant or haven't been diagnosed with celiac disease, the gluten-free diet may still have benefits. In some cases, adopting a gluten-free diet has made some people drop and maintain their weight. But due to the fad, the health food industry has been changing their advertising tactics and the production of their products so that they fit within the parameters of being gluten-free. It's important to check the labels to ensure what you're eating is, in fact, a gluten-free item. Going gluten-free doesn't mean you aren't faced with tempting food items, and it doesn't automatically make your diet healthier. Here are some tips to making the switch to a gluten-free diet. 1. Gluten-free eaters often end up consuming too much sugar. Are you excited because you just found a gluten-free cookie that mimics your favorite cookie that you ate before going gluten-free? Well, be careful. Just because the food is labeled gluten-free doesn't mean it isn't packed with excess sugar. Even though you're skipping out on many of the processed carbohydrate options, many packaged gluten-free foods contain excess sugar to make up for the lack of flavor. Gluten-free cookies and pastries can be the worst to consume when it comes to excess sugar. They are likely to have just as much sugar, if not more, than their gluten-containing counterparts. The best way to avoid adding excess sugar to your diet is to steer clear of as many packaged food items as you can. There are many naturally gluten-free items available that don't contain as much sugar as a candy bar. Focus on eating whole foods to keep your diet as clean as possible, which will help you avoid packing on extra weight. 2. Gluten-free eaters may decide to eat gluten-free most of the time. When you go gluten-free for health reasons to help detect a gluten sensitivity, it's best to go 100% gluten-free and to keep it out of your diet entirely. Yes, that means no pizza on Fridays. Well, as long as you don't get a crust containing gluten. Some people want to go gluten-free, but still eat some foods containing gluten. and this will make it harder to detect a gluten sensitivity or keep you on track with your nutrition goals. So even though you may want to drink a wheat beer with dinner, stick to alcohols that contain no gluten, such as wine or clear liquor. Try eliminating gluten for at least 2 months to help determine if you need to have a gluten-free diet. Many people cut it out of their diets and feel so much better, they never go back to eating it. Just keep in mind that when you choose to go gluten-free, you must go 100% gluten-free and not just avoid it half of the time. And 3, some gluten-free eaters end up cutting out all grains. It's important to get some source of grains in your diet to help with brain health, and it's a misconception to avoid them altogether. When you adopt a gluten-free diet, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to eat grain-free. There's a lot of confusion about what's gluten-free and what's not, so many people cut out grains altogether. If you want to continue to eat grains, the good news is that you can with gluten-free options such as rice, quinoa, buckwheat, and amaranth. These grains leave you with a lot of food options and combinations so that you can make something delicious while still upholding your diet. Thinking about going gluten-free? Keep these common mistakes in mind so that you don't fall victim to many of the gluten-free traps. While eating a gluten-free diet can be healthy, you just want to make sure you do it the right way. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Mistakes Many People Make When Going Gluten-Free by Eric Leia of ericleia.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Eric, is right. It can be easy to assume that gluten-free means the product is automatically a healthier alternative. But as he described, this is not necessarily true. And there are a lot of myths about what going gluten-free really means. Late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel has a hilarious bit about gluten. If you want a good laugh, it's worth a watch. Now, I'll try not to spoil too much of it for you, but he and his camera crew make the point that some people follow a gluten-free diet for reasons that aren't based on any actual scientific facts, and many don't even know what gluten actually is. I don't want you to fall into that camp, so I'll tell you what gluten actually is. Eric mentioned that it's a protein. Yes, it is a protein, and it's made up of two components, gliadin and glutenin. Now, here's an easy way to think about it. You know how when bread or pizza dough is made, as the cook pounds their fists into the dough and kneads it, the flour starts to stick together? And that's because of the gliadin and glutenin proteins, which make up gluten. So gluten is the glue that holds the dough together. So, is gluten something most of us need to avoid? If you suspect you have a gluten intolerance or celiac disease, check with your doctor, and they'll probably put you through a gluten-free regimen. But if you're avoiding gluten because you think it's a healthier option or is going to help you lose weight, I'll let Dr. Alessio Fasano, director of the Center for Celiac Research, weigh in on this one by quoting him directly. Quote, "People don't decide on their own that they have diabetes and start giving themselves insulin shots. Why do they diagnose themselves when it comes to gluten? That concept really put into focus for me this idea of self-diagnosing without medical advice. End quote. So in his words, there may not be a need to avoid gluten-containing foods unless your doctor or dietitian says so. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.